Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick, not Picard, Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
Yes, it is. It's the Full Force Weekly, and massive thank you to Hire Toys for making this show a relevant one this week. Buddy, how have you been?
Doing just fine. It's been a little bit of a busy week, but I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad at all. Getting over COVID now, so that's good. Like, that's behind me a little bit now. So
yeah, kind of sound happy. A lot better.
Yeah, getting back to normski, which is great. But anyway, lots of things have happened this week. Some things happened this week, and then a big thing happened this week. So all of a sudden, I kind of had to jack up everything we were doing for today. But a few interesting bits of news to get stuck into today. Thanks to everyone already jumping in the comments. Great to have you on board for another episode of the Full Force Weekly. And also something else that's quite important here, Pat. Closing in on episode 100. This is episode 96. How did you feel about that?
Yeah, it feels like a lot of them. I started wondering how bad I looked at like episode 10 or something like that, whichever one I was in first. I don't remember.
That's a good point, actually. We started pretty early. I got you on there.
I think we did. Yeah. I don't really remember which one I was in. I don't know.
I do remember doing everything like a little bit more raw. The graphics weren't as cool back then. And then thankfully Brian jumped on board. And also I was editing that show for so long. My goodness, that sucked. Anyway, great to have you all on board, guys. Hello, FFers, says RKW, Full Forces, I hope. Double Fers. Luc Poulon says, bonjour les sacres fromage. Is that something about yogurt? Anyway, Luke, good to have you on board, mate. Bear Charles wants a classified frag viper. I'll see what I can do. We're getting one eventually. Almost certainly. Could you imagine that thing, Pat, with the high ally?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I always liked that figure. He was always difficult to fight in the NES game.
You'd
see him, and man, he'd just take the health right off you. Bad.
Great to have everyone on. Oh, and Mom's on. Hello, Mom. Wave at Mom.
Hello.
Hello, Mom. Okay, cool. Well, let's get stuck into the first news item of the week, which is actually something that I'm going to be talking a lot about, really. I don't think Pat's going to have much of a contribution to Gunship Battle Total Warfare. The Gunship Battle Total Warfare G.I. Joe crossover kicked off in the week with Cobra Commander, Destro and the Baroness at the forefront of the marketing. I started playing this week to see what all the fuss was about, and even though it's fun to see the characters in their classified designs, the game is very much like every other strategy warfare mobile game. You slowly build up your forces on land, sea and air in order to battle against your enemies, etc. Not having too much time to spend on the game means slow progress, and I haven't seen anything crazy cool yet, like Cobra vehicles, etc. Here's hoping for a bit more as I continue playing.
Yeah, so my basic takeaway for Gunship Battle Total Warfare X G.I. Joe is that this isn't one of the, you know, like sometimes it's like, you know, they do just like they reskin some things and then, you know, you have a few cutscenes and stuff like that. This one is actually infinitely less than that. It's like, it's more about the game, you know, which is, it's hugely popular anyway. But like, it's more about just playing the game as normal with Cobra occasionally involved in it. So I've gone through about, I want to say like 8 or 9 chapters so far, and tried to kind of rinse through a lot of stuff last night to see if I could, you know, get any kind of more kind of progress on it. But really, nothing has really popped up that's like, you know, super G.I. Joe Cobra stuff. It's just the occasional little cutscene, the occasional little like, I mean, you'll see the Cobra emblem on the screen every now and again, but it's not like, you know, it's not like a game that is necessarily really pumping G.I. Joe in your face, or Cobra for that matter. So, I mean, who has anyone else been playing it at all, by the way, in the comments? Let us know. But I don't think this is one that's really, you know, unless you're a massive like military strategy game kind of fan, It kind of covers those bases, but you know, you're not like, I was kind of hoping for like unlocking like a Stun or like a Mamba or like, you know, like a Rattler and stuff like that. But that's more about like War on Cobra, which doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately. And those kind of games. So this one is definitely more, Cobra is just a part of the game, but it's not a very prominent one. So yeah, if you are like planning on getting it, don't expect a lot of G.I. Joe stuff in there. But they have got like special things where you can get like event, like what's it called? Cobra event related kind of items and things like that. But again, I think they just want you to pump money into it, like any other mobile game, basically. What about, I mean, if you, from what you've seen of it, Pat, I mean, have you any opinions on it at all?
Not really. Just hearing what you're saying, it sounds like there's, you know, Cobra stuff for some of the cutscenes, but then the game just goes back to normal with the occasional mention of Cobra for just to follow the story.
Yeah, right. Pretty much. There's not that, like, again, there's not that much, for me, there's not that much in it that's G.I. Joe related. And that's kind of one of the reasons I just wanted to see it, you know, to kind of get into that aspect of it. I felt, you know, like, what was that game that came out recently? Zombie Puzzles and Survival. And that one was like a zombie-based game that had a, like, they pumped loads of money into the marketing for G.I. Joe on that one, because there was this incredible, like, almost like animated movie that came along with it to show you all of, you know, Snake Eyes and all the different characters that were going to be involved in it and everything. And that was a similar thing where I started playing it and you just have to kind of get through all of the normal stuff before you even see the G.I. Joe crossover. And even then, like, that was probably more G.I. Joe focused than this one. So really, this is really about getting people into Gunship Battle more than anything, I would say. And again, I will say, though, like, the game is cool. Like, it's all right. But again, there's something about these games where you've got things that, like, you know, like Transformers. It's not Earth Wars, is it? It's whatever the Transformers one was, where it's like you're building your base and, you know, you're having to wait for like 3 days for this to build, or you can pay for it to build me instantly.
Yeah.
And I would kind of prefer to have like an actual, you know, strategy game that was more about Cobra and G.I. Joe than it was about this storyline with kind of Cobra dropped in randomly, if you know what I mean. So yeah, it's there, it's fun, it's okay. If you're into that sort of thing, you're going to enjoy it. But yeah, for me, it's just been a bit of a like, oh, I kind of wanted to see more Cobra stuff. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's the point. 77 John says, so far in my game too, little to no Cobra stuff unless you are spending money. And I think that's the most important part, that they're always going to be, it's always going to be about trying to make money from this kind of thing. Oh, who is that guy who looks like the Admiral from Star Blazers? And I think Ed also asked that question too, but he said, who's Captain Santa? I think that is just a generic Admiral who I don't think I've actually seen yet, but they have like a few generic characters that when you defeat certain fleets and vessels, you know, you'd have, there's a generic female on there, there's a generic Admiral guy on there, there's a generic kind of like younger kind of like general type Admiral type guy. They've got like, there's a few of them, but anyway, that is it really for Gunship Battle. We don't really need to talk any more about it, do we? I don't think so anyway. But like I said, if you are interested, then you can obviously just go and grab, it's live now, so you can go and find it on the App Store. I went, I think, on the website through my phone because for some reason my App Store wasn't finding it. But it's just Gunship Battle X G.I. Joe, and away you go, download it and go nuts. Okay then, well, that's Gunship Battle. Next up then, and sorry for dominating that one, Pat, but obviously I'm just, it's like my book review, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, on to the next one. This is, I'm going to be needing you more on this one, and that is in O-Ring news.
Oh, Hong Kong-based retailer Hobby Base have posted an image showing the brand new G.I. Joe O-Ring Cobra Stinger with driver in hand on their social platforms. We can expect the vehicle to make its way to the UK and Europe next before finally being made available in the United States, if other recent release schedules are anything to go by. The line is beginning to grow now, and hopefully we will have more O-Ring news to report on over PulseCon later this month.
Absolutely. Pat, first off, excited to get the Stinger?
I keep being excited about the O-Ring line. Most of what excites me is the new stuff. It'll be nice to get the Stinger and to look it over and you know, see what has been changed and see how sturdy it is and everything like that. But, you know, I still have my old Stinger and my 25th Stinger. So it's not something that I am super passionate about.
Right.
Getting a nice clean one. The other ones I have are still fine.
Yeah. untouched. So. Perfect condition. No, I know what you mean on that one. Like, it was nice that they did something slightly different. Mm-hmm. But you're right. It's not like it's been 30 years since we saw this vehicle. So yeah. And I kind of get that they're trying to do certain things that they can, you know, knock out in a decent amount of time, but then also it's still a bit interesting at the same time. And I think doing the Stinger was just a little bit different to getting another Raw Striker, another Hiss Tank, another Fang, etc., etc. So at least it kind of deviates from the core vehicle character hump a little bit. Core vehicle character hump, is that a thing? Well, based on that then, let's talk about, because I mean, obviously, there's not much else to really kind of go over here. Yes, we're excited to try and like finally get this, but I was kind of interested looking at this news when it came through. I was interested in your thoughts on what kind of vehicles you'd like to see them kind of do that maybe aren't necessarily vehicles we've seen a lot since they first came out and aren't, you know, and there's something that are kind of iconic, still interesting enough and kind of a similar kind of size, retail size, shall we say, even though it's going to be on Pulse. So, what was your first kind of option that we were talking about?
Well, you know, it really didn't take me long to think of a few contenders right away, because in my mind, the thing that I would want the most are the things that we have not gotten a lot of over the years, or maybe haven't been revisited at all.
Yeah.
So I think the first one that both you and I said it at the exact
almost
same time.
Immediately.
We were both like, oh, what's the one that needs to come out? The Cobra Stun.
Oh, there it is. Sorry, I really did not line that up very nicely, did I? There you go. Yeah, the Cobra Stun, absolutely. It was funny because I said to you, didn't I? I said, can we give me some options of vehicles you'd like to see? And then as the little dots are coming through, I wrote, I think for me it's the Stun. And then as I wrote that and sent it, your message came through and it had your list on it, one of which was the Stun at the top. So mm-hmm. It is one, isn't it, that we really haven't seen for... When was the last time we saw this? Was it in that... It wasn't in that Dreadnoughts set for the club.
It was the Dreadnoughts one. It was the last time we saw the Stun.
Goodness. What year was that?
2004, I think.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it's been 18 years, and it wasn't like it was the original color Stun. So the Stun in these colors has not been done. And I personally, I think the Stun is one of the iconic Cobra vehicles.
100%,
for sure. 100%. I mean, it's not a Hiss Tank, but it's the Cobra Stun, you know?
What they don't pack as much punch as the old Hiss Tanks, I believe, was the line in Rise of Pentor Rise, as they're circling, the Stuns are circling them, and then the bats come out. So, yeah. It's definitely iconic for me. This one is a Sunbow classic. It's and sorry, Todd was also mentioned that the Stun is so damn cool, and he's right. He's 100% right on that one. I think this is for me my most wanted of all the things that we've discussed for Cobra, at least anyway. And also given the parameters of all the other things we threw in there, like size and you know ease of getting it out there in a decent amount of time, and also relates still to things like I said before, Awestriker Fang, his tank, etc., etc. It's kind of within that parameter, isn't it, of iconography, size, etc., etc. And also, we'd get a Motor Viper, which would be really cool.
Yeah, and honestly, the stun was a little underutilized over the years because of the fact that it just hasn't shown up very much. There's that Dreadnought one that was you know, the special convention one, which the club did a great job on that. They changed the Cobra logos on the hubs to a Dreadnought logo. So they really did a lot with it. And there was the Python one. But I really, with that in mind, if they did redo the stun and they have to retool it, I kind of would like a tow hook behind it. That's the one thing in the stun that I would have liked to have had to begin with. It's missing a tow hook.
Cool. So you throw in a little bit of an upgrade in there as well while they're at it. Makes sense.
A little bit. Yeah.
I do love the idea of the stun. Punk with Toys is correct though. It is a sniper's dream. Just everyone on the out, all those heads bobbing around outside the vehicle. Neil Hill says my favorite part of the stun is the Motor Viper. Absolutely, it's a really cool figure. And no surprise I also reused that body again for I can't even remember which Sky Patrol figure it was, but it was one of them. I want to say Airwave. Was it Airwave?
I think you're right, yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. From looking at that body there, I think that's Airwave. Anyway, if it's not, I apologize, and I will hand in my G.I. Joe fan card.
Mess up a few of the Sky Patrol character names every now and then. They all blend together real bad.
Drop Zone.
Well, Altitude, Sky, I know.
Altitude,
yeah,
Airborne.
Airwave. I think that on some list it was wrong. It might have been in the DeSimone books that it was switched around or something, and that messed me up early on, I think. I'm not sure. Yeah,
that's it. You blame someone else.
It was somewhere. Yeah, I'll blame other people.
Cool, man. What was your next one? Because again, this was my top choice. It's so funny that we came up with the exact same choices immediately, isn't it?
Yeah, on the G.I. Joe side, I mean, there have been a couple of recolors of it, but it's never been reissued to the Dragonfly.
Amazing. Amazing. This has been so long in coming back for me. Like, I love the Tigerfly as well. I think that's awesome. So I think this, yeah, and they could fix a few things on this in terms of structural integrity, couldn't they? But other than that, this is a beautiful vehicle.
Yeah, I would like to make sure that it has the chin guns that move rather than the ones that are stationary.
Yeah.
And, you know, the blades on top need to not just snap like they do now, since they are, I mean, how old are they? Almost 40 years old? Is that right?
Yeah, I think if you breathe on them, they fold in twain.
Yeah, and a nice clear canopy, like just a nice Dragonfly to put on the shelf again would be great. That's one of the ones that I think the short list is Stun and Dragonfly.
Absolutely agree with you on that one. And you get a Wild Bill O-ring figure out of it as well, which would be dope. I'd be 100% down for a Dragonfly and a Stun. And the beauty thing about both of these first options that we've got, the Stun can be repainted as Python Patrol and the Dragonfly can be repainted as Tiger Force. So there's mold reuse capability in there. So that's something that I would love to see. But at the moment, guys, just so you're aware, we are talking about what O-ring reissues we'd like to see in the line that are kind of within similar parameters to what we've seen so far. So obviously we're not talking about Maggots and, Rolling Thunder and stuff like that necessarily. We're talking about mid-range vehicles that kind of need to come back again. And I think they could probably pack the Dragonfly in a way that, you know, the box isn't huge. They could probably have, you know, the tail could come off and, you know, so could the landing gear and the blades could come off as well. So like in terms of packing, they could probably do a smaller box.
That might be difficult with the gears in the tail. And especially since you kind of need to be able to support the whole thing by holding the back end. But I don't know. I don't think that that's a ridiculous shape. It's definitely not a ridiculous amount of weight to ship.
True.
I kind of think that these two, there are a lot of later vehicles that are wonderful and were underutilized in the original run or in any of the repaints and reuses of, and revisitations of G.I. Joe, but these are the ones that I think are just a slam dunk because they're iconic, and you're not just going to go out and buy nice ones on eBay or online. It's very hard to get them nice.
True. Jace Traber says, fingers crossed that Hasbro really gets going with the retro O-ring releases. I'd love to hear news that they are returning to retail. Who knows, Jace? But I think it's going to be, in the near future anyway, it's probably still going to be Hasbro Pulse. Thunder Machine's getting a few like mentions as well. An Arctic themed set, says RKW. I just want an Arctic Mission themed O-ring set. Snow Cat, Snow Job, and Snow Serpents galore. That would actually be really cool, wouldn't it? Like a little battle pack on a winter diorama box.
Yeah, you know, I think that padding it out and making a few more figures in a set is probably a good idea.
Especially with like having a few snow serpents, almost making it like an instant army built kind of scenario too. That would be fun. Neil Hill says Thunder Machine with Thrasher and Monkey Wrench would be a welcome O-ring set. Absolutely. Explosions.
Yeah, and you know,
lad,
that's good.
Explosions. Sorry, carry on.
Why not include another figure with a vehicle? I mean, I don't think that would be a bad idea, especially if it's a named character, you know, to go with the vehicle.
What would you be up for, Wild Bill and Airborne in the Dragonfly?
Yeah, absolutely. I would be, for sure.
Would you be up for Motor Viper and Dr. Mindbender for the stun?
Yes, I think that'd be fine.
Cool. Just throwing them out there.
Just get some of the figures out there and done.
Get everyone that's in the artwork involved.
Yeah.
Throw them all in. Crimson Guards. Is it Tele Viper on the back? Yeah, I think it is. Amazing. So, get them all in there. Amazing. Yeah, so, okay, cool. They were your first two options. You also threw in, Jace, I'm not doing it. Thrasher could give Serana. I didn't know it was you. I did it. A ride in the Thunder Machine. Yes, he could. And you just wrote that just so I'd say it. So there you go. It's happened now. We're moving on. Pat, next up for you then, but I know you threw in a couple of other things that you definitely want to see.
Yeah, because I think that these would be cheap, but they would be something, I guess the package coming in the mail may seem a little large on these.
But the
gliders.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Viper and Falcon.
It doesn't seem like these are a very expensive thing to produce. And I would love to have them be, you know, somewhere not far from the price point of a two-pack of figures. Imagine it being more marketed more as a two-pack of these guys, and then the Viper, and then, you know, I'm looking at this as all being sold together rather than separately.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a great idea and a lot of fun. And I would like to be able to throw a glider again and have it look like the original one.
Like the original commercial. That's awesome. And also the kind of lyrics and music on that vibe on the glider commercials, hilarious. Yeah. Absolutely top quality. This is a good one. Ed says, if we could get the figures in the artwork, nothing says more bang for the buck than the Silver Mirage, Duke, Bazooka, and Mutt. That would actually be pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
it would be very cool. Out of plastic or foam, says Payne's Toy Supply Samples, for the gliders.
I am kind of thinking to make them just like they originally were, but that's not a great idea.
Tissue paper. Brilliant. Okay, yeah, we'll make that out of that.
So yeah, I think that I would like to have a nice plastic one that can just be rigid and will last a lot longer. That definitely would be kind of preferred.
Yeah.
But if they can't do that, you know, something. And there's options, because the way that they looked in the commercial and in the catalogs was not the same as the toy that you got. So make it one of those ways. I just think that it'd be a good idea to revisit it.
Sorry, I'll get back to that. Jay Straber says, I had the Falcon glider and my brother had the Viper glider back, and then we both hated them. Loved the figures though. It will fly, says RKW. The Viper and Falcon looking at one another like the Spider-Man pointing meme. Yeah, that would actually be quite funny. Because they kind of are pointing in the artwork, aren't they? Neil,
I'll never forget. Go ahead, sorry.
I just said never own the gliders. They look flimsy.
Well, they were flimsy. That's what I was about to say, was that I'll never forget throwing my Viper glider and it doing like this cool loop-de-loop and then taking a nosedive and the impact of it going on the ground, it just split right in half.
Oh, did you glue it back together?
Duct tape.
Classic.
Yeah. But well, not it's duct tape. So it kind of matches.
Nice. Aunt Trey Jones says foam. We want the foam. Payne's toy sample says foam degradation. Jay says make them rubber so they bounce when crashing. That's actually a good shout. Cool. There you go then. I see Neil's not. Oh man, Pat, that's terrible. He's feeling yeah. He's feeling the pain there, buddy. Let's move on to. Well, I came up with a couple of suggestions after Pat stole my suggestions. Let's make that clear. They're not his own original ideas. He just listens to me and then steals all my great ideas. So I don't think he's so great. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I'm just incredibly fast at typing and I wait for what you're going to say and then just send it on.
That's exactly what happened. No, I went first off Cobra side. I went with the Mamba. Now, this one would be really cool because we haven't seen it for a long period of time. And I was kind of thinking like, you know, like in almost like in mirror opposition to like the Dragonfly, being like, you know, another Air Force piece of Cobra equipment that we could get on a slightly smaller scale. And it's a pretty hefty size, but you know, I'm talking about like smaller than a Rattler and so on and so forth. But this one I just think is a beautiful, iconic, insane vehicle, and it screams Cobra, and you get an amazing Fiat driver with it as well in Gyro Viper.
The Mamba's so, pretty large.
Yeah, I know. Big. I know.
I might say it's bigger than the Rattler.
Oh, is it? You see, this is the problem. I've never owned a Mamba.
It's pretty large.
I've never had a Mamba out. So I didn't have it as a kid. The one I've had is in box, like in later years. So screw it. I'm still want the Mamba. It's still happening. Like I'm making this happen. And again, they could get clever with how it's packaged in order to kind of keep it somewhat, you know, contained. But yeah, I think I absolutely love this vehicle. And again, I've only got one in a box in the UK. So I've never actually had it outside, which is a shame. But yeah, again, this is one that I think because I missed out as a child, I saw it in a shop, random shop in the UK, and people in the UK will be very surprised when they hear what shop I found it in. It was in a spa shop, SPAR, spa shop. And people in the UK are probably going, really? But yeah, it was there. And for some reason I didn't buy it and continued moving on. Matt says, I'm cheating. That is not a mid-sized vehicle. Pat, don't accept this.
Yeah, I know. He's like, pick a mid-sized vehicle. And then, you know, I pick the Stun. He's like, well, I'm going to pick the Mamba. And I'm like, what?
I'm still going for it. I still think it's awesome.
I think it's fine.
It's more so because it's awesome that I want to see it. I don't think the Mamba's going to need a HasLab is what I'm getting at.
Honestly, I would like to see if they do the Mamba, I would like it to have the rotors work just a little bit better.
Yeah.
On the one, because I've had a few of them. And the rotors, if you get them going, you can get them to work. But they start to slip on the post that they attach to. And so sometimes it's just difficult, or you need to bat one of them in order to get them to start.
Yeah. Yeah, Ed says, I'd pick the Cobra Transport Chopper over the Mamba any day. Always choosing not to choose the Transport Chopper. Well, Ed, I know, but this isn't, the parameters were reissues. And considering it has never been issued, we can't do a re-release of it. Robert H says, will the driver be as sassy as he is in this picture? Look, of course, that is just pure sass. And I'm all over that 100%. Okay, so that was my Mamba. Gross. Neil Hill says, am I the only one who wants a shark? No, a shark is a good shout, but it's also been released so many times in recent years Like, we've had it in the 25th and multiple decos. We've had it in the club, excuse me, with, again, multiple iterations, like the Wave Crusher, and what were the other ones they did, Pat? Did they do a Sky Patrol Shark?
I think that, I don't remember them reusing it for Sky Patrol. I think the club did just use it one time. But then there, it was also released in the early 2000s, along with a Dragonfly in a different color.
Yeah.
But yeah, I, you know, there's been one release. I would say there's only really for the Shark been one re-release of the original colors.
Yeah, true. Well, okay, so fair, we'll let you have that one, Neil. But yeah, I do think, you know, the Shark would be cool too. But I also feel like the Shark is a little bit like, it's not even too obvious. I think it would be one they would probably do at some point in the mm-hmm. O-ring reissues. Again, it's a smaller vehicle. Would you say that's small, that vehicle, isn't it? It's not like mid, it's between yeah. small and mid-range, isn't it?
It is. And due to that, the thing that for me with the Shark is that it doesn't easily fit a figure. Like, it more than easily fits a figure, but not in necessarily a fun way, unless you have the original Deep Six in there. And then a lot of people don't really like that Deep Six, so it kind of makes it a tough sell. I think that the Shark is a contender for doing something new. Make it a little larger, put some actual seats in there, make it a little more like the Proto Shark.
That would be cool. That would be amazing, actually. Jace Traber says, pick a mid-size vehicle. Chris, the flag. I like it. Good shout.
My mid-size vehicle is the Cobra Bug.
Matt O'Brien says, let me guess. Your second pick, Chris, USS Flag. Okay, well, what about the Warthog? Is that allowed? Is that allowed everybody? Let me know what you think about that. Now, this one is, again, probably a little bit bigger than mid-size. But I would say this is definitely more in line with our conversation than the Mamba is. But still, I want the Mamba more than any other. Like, you know, I was looking at some of the other ones. I looked at the Fang Mark II, and as much as I loved that as a kid, like, I enjoyed having it as I had that vehicle. I don't know if I'm like that amped about getting it again. Do you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. when I looked at the Mamba, I was kind of thinking, you know what? I want the Mamba more than anything else. The war people are like, Warthog is mid to large. It is, but I still think it creeps in the parameters. And Pat agreed with me on this one. Ed says, Chris, dude, Warthog is massive. It is, but if you actually have it in hand, it's not that big. Come on, it's not that big. Damn it, Chris, says Matt O'Brien. amazing. Mark Bradley says, Warthog is awesome. Get it released quick while I have a deal with the Sarge. That was kind of part of my thought process on this one as well. Again, this is one of the vehicles I love so much. And yes, it's had a re-release, sort of. It had that recolor, didn't it, in like the new sculpt era, right?
It did, yeah, with Dusty. It was released in black.
So I'd still say it's been a while since we had this particular version, and would love to see this and the Sarge. Thoughts, Pat?
There's part of me that wants them to release it, but do it as a Slaughter's Marauders vehicle with a Slaughter's Marauders Sarge.
That would be cool. Would you have a Slaughter's Marauders Sarge as he was, or would you Slaughter's Marauder up that Warthog version?
I don't know. I would have to have somebody do it and me look at them, and then I'd be really tempted to have it be this one because I really like this Sarge.
Yeah.
But, you know, look at how many seats there are in there. That's almost the whole team would fit, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, pretty much. What, three in the front and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the back. Figures?
Yeah.
So it's 9 figures, and you could have someone up. You could have someone standing behind the missiles as they launched. But yeah, that's a good shout. How many, there aren't that many in the
sub-team. No.
I'm going to have a look while you continue talking about how great this is.
Okay. Yeah. I do think that it's a good release. So it would be fine. But the reason why I even said the same thing last night when you brought it up, it's like, well, it's a little bit bigger than what I was thinking, but while they have Sarge, it's time to get it out.
Yeah, Kitty said. Six of the original team, including the Sarge.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, Barbecue, Footloose, Low Light, Mutt, Sergeant Slaughter, and Spirit. But then obviously you could probably then stretch that and throw in the three Renegades if you wanted to. Or you could drop Falcon in there too and have, have it as seven. But if we're talking reissues, then it makes more sense, doesn't it, to do the original team.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you could just have Junkyard and Freedom up top.
No, they can fit. They're fine. Don't worry. Okay. They're allowed inside.
they're allowed inside, but I just think that it'd be awesome to see Junkyard snarling on the top of that thing as it moves in.
Or Freedom perched on one of those missiles. Right. Sorry, Freedom, but he's okay. He can jump off. Anyway, yeah. So that they were mine. And I admit, yes, maybe I went a little too large in the I didn't fully understand the assignment that I set in that sense.
No, you understood. You're like, Pat, you go ahead and pick something on the smaller side. And then mine will be more massive and impressive.
Mine would completely break the parameters of what we were talking about. I still think the Warthog is definitely could creep into that. The Mamba not so much, but I will say that the Mamba would be a great one to do. Again, I don't necessarily... What my thought process was is what vehicles don't need a HasLab. And I don't think this needs a HasLab. I also don't think... I don't really think the Mamba needs a HasLab, personally. But, yeah.
Well, that was another thing that we didn't talk about while we were going through these. With the HasLab in mind... And obviously the Stinger's not really getting this, but with the HasLab in mind, it's a little bit of a weird, puts us in a little bit of a weird spot with rethinking some of the O-ring vehicles, because the Sky Striker was, completely redone and a lot of details added, while, so that's not really a reissue. It's definitely an upgrade. So I guess you could put your O-ring things mentally into two categories, either a straight reissue or what ones would you like to see upgraded?
Yeah. I suppose with the Warthog, you could upgrade it, couldn't you? You could make it insane and have like even more troop carrying space and even more features. But I think if they focus, well, that's the good point, actually. While you've got the Sarge, you want to utilize him in the best way possible. But I don't think necessarily a HasLab would be
I don't think it's big enough to really trick out enough to warrant that HasLab.
Triple T for Classified, on the other hand, is a different story altogether. Yeah. That's something I could see them definitely doing.
I agree.
Okay. Sorry, there's a few comments in here as well. Dinah Dave says, drop Falcon in right from the Tomahawk, which is right where you belong, and then kick him up the bum. Yeah. Ed says, if you loaded up the Warthog with Marauders, you'd have no one to pilot the other SM vehicles.
That's true.
True. But they don't always have to drive every vehicle.
They're traveling to those vehicles.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you. Someone says, this is better than smoking. I'm glad. I'm glad that's the case. Bryn says, Junkyard would be driving the Warthog. Actually, that would be quite fun, wouldn't it? Here we go, guys. You'd have Junkyard operating the pedals, and you'd have Freedom perched on the steering wheel, trying to fly it in the right direction. That would be amazingly bad. Go large or go home, Pat, says Mark Bradley. Matt O'Brien says, I now see that Chris is the guy who tells everyone at Christmas time to spend no more than $25 on the other person, but then shows up with a gift at $200. Pat, all I want is a mid-range vehicle. Here's the list of the things I want. Mamba, Flag, Pterodrome. Anyway. Jay says the Slaughter's Marauders camo design colors on the vintage vehicles was great. Yeah, it was absolutely gorgeous. I'd love to see that on the Warthog, and I'd love to see this. I personally would like to see the Marauders up this version of the Sarge, and then so that way we could get a single carded regular Marauders Sarge. Just give me loads of Sarges, please. My goodness. Definitely go large, size does matter. Kitty said. Oh, well, actually, smoke them if you got them, said that. What else we got? Jerry says, Thunder Machine or a Tomahawk, they get my money today. Again, a Thunder Machine is a good shout, and I think the Thunder Machine would have probably made more sense instead of the Mamba for my option. But the fact we'd already talked about the Thunder Machine in some detail for a classified HasLab, it wasn't in my mind to do it for this. But obviously, it makes a lot of sense because we're not talking HasLabs, are we? We're talking just regular reissues. But that's a good shout, actually. Jace was like, what about the Lynx and a Wolverine? I mean, these are all good options, guys, and they're all things that I could see. I mean, there are loads of vehicles they could do. These are just the ones that Pat and I wanted to do. Anyway, we've covered this in massive yeah. detail now. That's good. I'm happy about that. Matt O'Brien says, for O-Ring, could you do the Warthog with Sarge alongside the Renegades with their motorcycles? Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I think that thinking of things as sets for O-Ring is probably not a bad idea.
Absolutely. Sammy says, I think the Stinger is cheap enough that a Vamp could also come with a HAL and be viable for retail. Good point. Okay, well, let's move on because obviously we've got one more story to talk about. And this is the story that I thought we'd be talking about loads on this one. And it turned out just talking about O-ring stuff. Typical Pat, that really. I'm blaming Pat.
Mm-hmm.
So next up then is obviously the biggest news of the week. And that is in Higher Toys News, guys.
And the crowd goes bananas. Yes, Higher Toys have finally revealed their upcoming exquisite mini Snake Eyes figure, and my word, does it look cool. The company dropped some beautiful product images of the 4-inch highly articulated action figure, showing off the poseability and of course the loadout. The figure features 17 points of articulation, a number of harness and belt secondaries, multiple hands, a pistol with holster, knife and sheath, backpack, sword and sheath, and his trusty Uzi with suppressor. The figure also comes with a stand that looks like a piece of a much larger environment dio and could attach to other similar pieces with other future figure releases. The design looks very similar to his classified deluxe figure, so we could effectively be seeing a 4-inch version of the very popular G.I. Joe toy line going forward. He's slated for a first quarter 2023 release and will cost $19.99. No information as yet regarding pre-orders, but no doubt we will find out very soon.
Well then, this was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it? To finally get Higher Toys information. Now, what is funny is that we've been doing these shows since we revealed the teaser, or since they revealed the teaser and we reported on it, for months, it would seem. And almost every episode, we would get a comment in the chat from one or two people. Any Higher Toys news, almost every single episode, every live. Finally, we can say yes, it's here. Snake Eyes is what they're doing. And to give you a little bit of information, it's the exquisite mini Snake Eyes. Lots of background information on who Snake Eyes is and what G.I. Joe is. It says stands at 3.75 inches tall, but that is incorrect. It's actually just over 4 inches in height, 105 mil. 17 points of articulation for poseability, two grenades on the chest harness and his signature sword, two holsters on the legs to pistol and the tactical knife, and accessories include the pistol, Uzi with silencer, tactical knife, tactical bag, and two pairs of interchangeable hands with that cool figure stand as well. And like I said, release time 2023 quarter one, $19.99 USD. Now, we did get some information on the live yesterday that the license was only for the Asian market. But I think it might just be a little bit early to kind of go saying that we're not going to get this in the US, because I do believe we are. They're also marketing it in English on all their socials and at USD prices. So it would not surprise me that you'll be able to get this either directly from Higher Toys or from a distributor at some point in the United States. But we don't know the confirmation on that just yet. That will obviously come out in time. And I've also sent a message to Higher Toys asking them for confirmation on that as well. So if they can say anything, I'm sure we'll find out. If they can't say anything, then we'll have to wait and see. Pat, first off, What do you think of this? What are your thoughts on this reveal?
Overall, I I'm going to buy one. I think that it looks good. There are some nitpicks that I have that maybe more than a nitpick. And, you know, I think this one's going to be testing the waters for the most part. Like, even though the thing said 3.75 and then they showed that picture that actually had the measurement of it being 4 inches, I'm not certain how it's going to scale with other figures, because sometimes even if things are the same size,
yeah,
the way that they're sculpted and the proportions of things, they don't look like they belong together.
Yeah.
And I would like a continuation of modern G.I. Joe in the 4-inch size. I have not been feeling like this was going to be it.
Yeah.
It's not quite how I feel. I think maybe a couple of them will look good with other figures, but I think that this is going to be a subset of things, not a replacement for what Hasbro does, which I do think is still something that could be done and I would like to see.
Absolutely agree with that one. Something that Highly Articulated has mentioned, something that I will actually say I kind of, to a degree, agree with. Am I the only person that expected a new design from Higher? I'm a bit underwhelmed by a shrunk down classified figure. So that is something I will say, Highly Articulated. I definitely felt the same way. I was thinking, I wasn't expecting what I saw. I like it and I think it looks awesome. And like Pat says, we'll probably be picking this up. Because it is at the moment, we're looking at a one-off, and Higher Toys don't necessarily do big waves of figures, even for their other brands that they have licenses for. That's not to say that we won't get more soon. I just don't think it's going to be we're going to be deluged with loads of characters from this line just yet. It's probably going to be the odd one here or there, isn't it, Pat? But I must admit, I thought Higher were going to do something of their own. And we definitely do have here a classified figure, but on a smaller scale. There's almost no doubt about it. It's like if you have the classified figure at hand, every single detail is very, very, very similar, if not exactly the same. Now, something you wanted to say, Pat, I think when we were talking off camera, is that it doesn't look like they've just shrunk down the classified figure, does it?
No, the details are the same, but it looks like what someone has done is referenced the 6-inch figure and done a new sculpt, because there are some things that are obviously different, like the legs, where it looks like they made a decision to make it not be baggy pants and make them a little bit tighter for some reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, the abs are not as much of a six pack as they are clothing.
Yeah.
So there are some things where you could tell that they made the decision to make a difference. But then there are some areas like the backpack that are almost the same, but the shape of it isn't quite. You could tell that it's not just shrunk down, that it's actually a resculpt of the same design.
Yeah, there's definitely 100% agree with you on that. And I will say as well, like, you can tell that they've referenced the classified figure, because all the buckles and the clasps and everything are all exactly the same spot, same place. The kind of chest kind of like textured, under the actual harness and everything. He's got that kind of like almost like a chest section, which is like slightly different to the texture than the other stuff. So there's loads of different things on this that kind of make it stand out as a classified kind of copy almost. Jay Straben, no, that sword does look bloody huge, doesn't it? It looks massive. But I think we are also looking at a prototype here. So when you look at some of like the close-up details that we've got on here, there's like, you know, a little bit of like, it's a bit rough. It's not as smooth as you'd expect it to be, but I think that's a lot of that is just down to the fact that they've got a prototype. I don't think this is the final in any way, shape or form. So I think a lot of those textures will be smoothed out. But right there on those close-ups, you can see that's the classified structure. You know, the belts are the same, the harness is the same, all the textures and details are very, very pretty much on point to the classified figure. So yeah, that is a surprise. And I will say that I was hoping Higher would do something different, but then I see this and I'm still going, I quite like it though.
Yeah, I like it. well enough to buy it, but there are some things that I'm looking at, like the waist, the belt is kind of wide there, and I think that it's because of the space between his legs, like the crotch is kind of wide underneath, like so if they had brought the legs in closer together, I think that would permit the belt to be in a little bit tighter, which would look a little bit better. And having the part of the problem of having it be the 6-inch design is that it allows for a very easy comparison of the two. And I think that that's one area where the 6-inch figure just looks a lot better, is right there in the waist. Also, that sheath is gigantic. I think that the overall approach to the sheath is an outdated one.
Yeah,
it's the, you know, two halves of plastic that have registration points, and then they're sandwiched together, and it's going to hold the sword. That's not how they were doing things as with Hasbro anyway, as of about 2009. Like, if you think of the Resolute Snake Eyes, or any of the Snake Eyes from that came later, any of the sheaths from like Pursuit of Cobra, they're more like they had a hollow side to them or a hollow tip to them, but it was very much something that just fit the blade rather than being huge.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. I really don't like that sheath.
Again, I think we might see some minor changes in the final piece, but you know, again, like, we'll have to wait and see, I think, for a lot of it. Sammy says he looks pretty rad, can't wait to see it up close. Absolutely. Andrew says it is interesting seeing more and more companies get the license for Joe lines. Wonder how widespread it will become. It already feels pretty widespread, Andrew, doesn't it? Like, it feels like it's really out there at the moment, covering a lot of different kind of scales and, you know, products. It's pretty widespread at the moment. Matt says this Snake Eyes shops in the skinny jeans section at Marshall's.
Yep. That's what it kind of what it looks like, especially when you have the 6-inch figure to compare.
Viper Scout says for 20 I'm in. If I have to pay to import, probably not. That's why I think there'll be a distributor in the US, but we'll see. I
will bet the Big Bad Toy Store will have them.
It's almost
I just think that maybe you won't be able to go pick them up at GameStop like you can some of the other higher stuff.
I think that's what we're looking at here. I think it will be a case of getting it online, but getting it, like you say, through Big Bad Toy Store or Entertainment Earth and places like that. Excuse me.
I will say the way that his arm, like the motion that it looks like they're getting out of the joints is pretty good. You know,
yeah,
more than like a 90 degree.
There's some nice posability on this figure, definitely.
Yeah.
Sammy says, considering how deep higher is going with Judge Dredd characters, hopefully we'll see a variety of Joes and Cobras. Hopefully we will, but I still think there's going to be a core character hump. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, I think so. Looking at other Ahia stuff that's been around for a while, I don't know. I should have looked at the Judge Dredd stuff, but I was looking at the Predators that they've made. And I think they've been making those for about 4 years now, if that's right. And they seem to get out roughly about 6 figures per year, I think. I'm not really that familiar with that line, but that seemed to be what they were averaging more recently than early on.
On the live last night when I did the little news burst live for this, I mentioned that I thought it's very possibly likely that we'll see Storm Shadow to follow up. However, after chatting with you about it off camera for a little while, you had a different idea of that based on what we're seeing and the fact that it's kind of like a classified clone. What were your thoughts on that?
The delays in Storm Shadow make me kind of think that maybe they won't go that direction, because if they were, I don't know what they were sent from Hasbro. Looking at this, it doesn't look like they were sent the digital assets. And that makes sense, because if you're Hasbro, maybe you don't want those just floating around in the hands of other companies, because that's an important part of the value of what you've spent to create.
Absolutely, yeah.
So to license the thing is one thing, but sending them a figure or something like that may not be a bad idea. But the way that Storm Shadow was kind of delayed and the design reworked, I would even think that as a licensor, they would say, you know, avoid Storm Shadow, we're reworking him.
Yeah.
Personally, if I were to guess the next figure that we would see, I would guess Cobra Commander, and I would guess that it's going to look like the classified one. That's what I would think.
It's a good shout. Yeah, I think either CC or Destro would be good shouts. Yeah. Based on the timing that we're talking about, Snake Eyes obviously was the first figure there classified there that they ever did, and the deluxe version. And then obviously we had that wave of figures, excuse me, with Duke, Scarlet, Roadblock, Destro, and then later after that it was Gung Ho, Cobra Commander, and so on and so forth. So I think like any of those early kind of designs, if they're doing that, maybe that it's hard to see why they would do something so close to classified and then not for the next one. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, but like I also think that doing classified puts them in a really weird spot.
Yeah, with the design change. Yeah,
because of the design change. Yeah, classified definitely shifted gears. You know, and we might like personally, I would like to have a classified Cobra Commander at 4 inches. That's a good thing for me, because it's a new looking Cobra Commander. But if they were to do barbecue, how excited could I get over that?
Yeah, true.
Not a lot, you know, because it looks so much like barbecue that I've already had.
Exactly, the one that you already have. That I know what you mean. I wonder if their idea is to take what classified started and roll with that, and then maybe continue that.
Maybe we'll finally see that Baroness with purple hair.
Baroness of purple hair, Storm Shadow with the tattoo and the face mask and the gauntlets. I don't know.
The way that they release things, that would be almost a full year of figures. And then they could, or if not more, because who knows how fast they're going to want to put out G.I. Joe. They may not want to commit that fast. They're probably going to want to see how well this sells.
Yeah. I'm interested to know the ins and outs of this, so I will be doing a lot of digging on this one. Lord Tao says, do you think Hire might do classified versions of figures Hasbro hasn't done yet? I don't think necessarily they would do that, just because, like we just mentioned there, they've got a bit of a core character hump to get over. Like every company that does this, every single company has done the same thing. With slight exception to with Mezco, who, let's face it, started doing not fringe characters. They're still core in Destro and Roadblock, and then the tease of Firefly. But then they clearly changed tack to do Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow. So everyone, I feel like, they have to get the Snake Eyes out. They'll have to get the Cobra Commander out. They'll have to get the Duke out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, until they've broken that core character hump. And then they can start doing that. So I think by the time they get to that point, Lord Tao, they probably won't have many characters to actually do ahead of Hasbro in that sense. But it's hard to say, isn't it? Like, it's all speculative at the moment. I don't even know what to expect from this figure in hand. That's something. Another thing I want to see this in my hands as a final piece. And I want to be able to put it next to a modern 4-inch figure just to see what we're dealing with in the kind of visual differences and stuff like that.
I think we can expect it to be a harder plastic, swapping out those hands. I think that if it's anything like the RoboCop that I have, they're harder plastic as well. It's going to be difficult a little bit to get that Uzi in. They're not as much. They're really not made for kids to play with them. They're made for adults to have them on a shelf. So
yeah.
It's a little bit different than the other 4-inch stuff that we've had so far.
Nostalgia JT says, I'm undecided on this. I'll change my mind if they give us vehicles. Vehicles is a good shout, actually, because they obviously do. The only one I have from Hire is a Aliens APC. Oh, and that's a beautiful.
That's all. You know, is that a mid-sized vehicle?
How dare you? That is an absolute beauty. And I can imagine them doing something along those lines, G.I. Joe-wise, in an amazing, cool vehicle kind of way. So, yeah, I think that's definitely on the cards. How dare you? How dare you? I'm never asking you for parameters ever again. Most people are saying, like, I'll probably get him. They're probably going to buy him, which is, it just shows you what the kind of the kind of like addiction we all have. RKW says, I would like to know how big this line will be. My first Modern Joes with a Walmart line, and that only lasted 13 figures. It's hard to say, because they're obviously not going to pump tons and tons. It's not going to be like six figures a wave. So I think we're just going to be getting, you know, the main characters for the next 4 years is what I expect.
Yeah, I kind of think that the way Haya does things, it's only like a few figures at a time at most. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
There's not a ton of any line that they've done. I think that if we got 12 figures, we'd be sitting here talking about, you know, receiving some of them in 2025.
Exactly. Sammy says, is it possibly a Hasbro call that these figures followed a classified aesthetic rather than a more substantial update on the of the character look? I imagine it might have been down to a bit of negotiation, and maybe they said, you know, again, this is speculative, isn't it? Because I have no idea. But it could have been a case of them saying, you can have the license, but we want it to follow this new kind of aesthetic, possibly. Who knows? Maybe Haya even put that to them and said, you know, maybe we could do it along the same lines. It's kind of, we won't know until the book comes out in 10 years' time. the story of how Haya and Hasbro started World War V, that kind of book. Jace Traber says, not sure how I feel about these. I need to see more and possibly in hand before I can decide. Not sure I need a 118 modern line, though. Between classified and retro O-ring, I might be covered. I know Pat does not agree with that. I know, well, Pat wants a modern 4-inch line, don't you, mate?
Yeah, I kind of feel like G.I. Joe has now existed, and I know people won't agree, but for me, the 6-inch line definitely comes in fourth place in importance. I kind of think that G.I. Joe's is great at 12 inches. G.I. Joe's awesome in 4 inches. And it's existed in two different styles successfully in 4 inches. I want my my 3 3/4 O-ring, my modern 4-inch, which of the Walmart line, really Stalker is the one that stands out to me as being the best figure. So something more along those lines, or what we were getting whenever it was ending, pre-Toys R Us kind of thing, like Pursuit of Cobra. O-ring, 4-inch, I want those, and I wouldn't mind seeing some more 12-inch stuff. And yeah, I buy 6-inch stuff because they've been doing such a good job with it. But yeah, 6-inch isn't my scale.
Anonymous Dude 123 says, love my Snake Eyes with a sword and gun, only needs a henched timber. Yeah, surprising that, but yeah. maybe there's a case that they're going to be doing a Snake Eyes and timber in the future. And it wouldn't surprise me if it was very similar to the classified Snake Eyes and timber that we ended up getting.
Timber to be that articulated, though?
I expect him to be articulated. I mean, even down to, like, you know, the fact that Super 7 have got an articulated timber in theirs. I know it's not super articulated.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
But I think it could be done. I think it could be done. Maybe with, like, little ball joints, sockets in, like, the elbows and
like they do the wrists, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It could be done, and I think it would look quite cute, actually. Doug Dello says, hello, Doug. I have the first of the Judge Dredd figures on the way. I may buy this to check it out. Try not to add lines to my collection. They are making it hard. They are. Oh, that's interesting. Ed says, what if Haya was doing the Operation Blackout designs and we got the bat from that game?
Yeah, that's a good point. That'd be a good one.
And sci-fi and Winter Jacket Scarlet and Lady J and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things to mine from there, from that game, in terms of classified style figures. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, Purple Haired Baroness and website Storm Shadow. So yeah, Ed, that would be quite cool. Lord Tao says, save your money for the 13 higher roadblocks. 14, don't forget the other one they're going to do. Snake Supreme at 4-inch would be kind of cool. Viper Scout, yeah, that would be kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Okay, so sorry, there's loads of comments. I'm not going to be able to get to all of them. One last thing on this particular topic. was that when Haya revealed, oh, sorry, actually a couple of things. How cool is that little Dio piece? I think that's a really good idea because I think they're going to connect with other figure Dio stands in the packaging. I think that's really awesome.
Oh, they do. Yeah, the RoboCop comes with that, and or at least the one that I have. I'm keep referencing RoboCop. That's only because that's the only Haya figure that I actually bought. I played around with the Predator, but I didn't end up buying one. There's like a little H, like a letter H shaped thing that it also comes with that allows the stands to lock together. So it doesn't have like a peg on each side. It has like an interlocking thing, and they work quite well.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm really excited to see, you know, if they do get a few figures out, how good that diorama piece will end up looking. But I think that's so awesome. And I really loved seeing that. Like I looked at it, I'm like, that's great. Okay, so yeah, the other thing I wanted to mention about this was when they teased this particular figure, Pat, effectively, like the shot on the left is the original post, the teaser post.
Yeah.
And the shot on the right is Pat basically, you know, cranking up the resolution so that we could actually see the brightness, so that we could actually see some of the details on the kind of silhouette. And it turned out that it was effectively just the vintage Snake Eyes, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You can kind of tell that he's wearing one of those shirts that kind of reminds me of Rise of Cobra with, you know, the way that the almost like a spandex shirt. I don't know what they call those shirts, but
I know what you mean.
It's like a workout shirt.
Under Armour. He's wearing an Under Armour shirt.
Under Armour shirt. Yes, that's right.
No, I agree on that one. I think there's certain aspects that are slightly different. Like if you look at the bottom of the mask, you can kind of see the, you know, almost like the little mouth kind of vent face section. But effectively, we are looking at, you know, that this is not what we ended up getting. And that just made me kind of intrigued me a little bit, because when we saw this teaser, we all were in agreement. We're like, we're probably not going to see this particular Snake Eyes. This is probably just, this is just a teaser they've thrown up there to, you know, as a teaser. But when we looked at this, I was kind of thinking, oh, maybe it could have the, you know, the different texture sections, and maybe it's going to look a little bit more like an O-ring figure. Or, and you know, what we actually finally end up getting is something very, very different indeed. So, I mean, do you think that maybe somewhere along the line they've changed design, or do you think this was just a thing to throw out there?
I mean, I kind of assumed when we saw this that it was more than just a pitch, because obviously whenever they're communicating with Hasbro, it's not just text back and forth. They're probably, you know, doing some design work and doing a back and forth, you know, of what do you think, what are you going to approve, and whatever they put out there for the public, I would kind of think would be something, you know, from that effort of work, from that pool of work. That's what I would just guess. And they did darken it in. They probably assumed that no one would really be able to see and it wouldn't matter. But obviously we can kind of see it. So I don't know. I don't think they really intended on us seeing this. So they weren't committing to this design in any way, shape, or form. But I think it gives us a peek into their thinking.
Absolutely agree on that. I think, yeah, it's definitely more of a they didn't expect people to try and mess with it, to try and get any details out of it. Yeah, I agree with that. Anyway, that is Haya Toys, basically. And the new Snake Eyes reveal comes with a decent amount of stuff as well. But that sheath is massive. Hopefully they make that ever so slightly smaller.
And I'm still actually worried about the texture. The nature of the visor, it's rough.
Well, that's what I think, because it is a prototype. I wouldn't expect necessarily them to kind of come out that way. But again, we will see in time. So yeah, like I said, that is Snake Eyes from Haya Toys. And we're going to have, we're going to have our shout outs next, Pat, because we've kind of come to the end of the news. So just a quick word from Hoarder, well, from me, and we'll get stuck into shout outs. I don't know, I'm waving like I'm going anywhere. Bye.
Hey there, guys. Just wanted to let you know about an app that I've been helping to develop for a few years now called Hoarder. But what is Hoarder, I hear you scream? Well, A number of years ago, I discussed a project with a good friend of mine and now co-owner slash developer about an app that could help collectors of all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about the shapes and sizes of the collections, really, but also people. The app would be a place where you could share your new items, build collections and sub-collections, or just browse the feed to see cool things. Well, we made it. We tested it for a number of years, and now it's out there for you to enjoy on iOS or Android devices. You can upload a single item at a time at your own pace and slowly build your collections. You can post status updates that could be related to your collections, like getting a delivery or posting a scene in which you can tag items in that image if you've uploaded them in the past. You can add tags to your items in order to easily search for and find them, and of course to add them into your respective collections. You can like posts, comment on them, or start a conversation with a fellow collector, directly message users you follow, and even add items you see on your feed to your want list. If you prefer to use your computer or laptop, have no fear, you can use the website browser version and even utilize the awesome inventory option, allowing any user to change certain details, add notes, upload bulk items from spreadsheet files, and download a CSV of your entire itemized collection. We made this app for collectors, and we hope that you enjoy using it as much as we enjoyed creating it. Now get to hoarding.
Yes, get to hoarding indeed. Links in the description for iOS and Android devices, guys. And one thing I will say, actually, Renegade Bike has been trying to get me to say a quote from Buzzer, but let me practice that one and I'll come back to you next week, okay? I'll do that. Let me practice that because I can't remember exactly how he delivers it. So I do remember the line. I don't know what episode it's from, so I will work on it for next week. Anyway, that is a cracking line as well. Excuse me. Right then, shout outs, Pat. Who have you got? I think I know.
As usual, Philip with my.
He's got the high toy snake eyes. He's got the high toy snake.
You just Photoshop one in there.
I should have done. Sorry.
Yeah. Shout out to Philip as usual. That's all I have for this week. How about yourself?
Oh, I've got loads. So obviously to the fam in the United Kingdom and in the United States, to everybody all around the globe, and also in this house as well, Phoebes and Kate. Kate's feeling a lot better. Also had COVID, and Phoebe's a usual self anyway, just barking at things. To Brian Sauer. Not only for our amazing, beautiful graphics, but he's been posting some cool stuff about Codename Iowa's Assembly Required. So the online store is actually open now. Link in the description, codenameiowa.com/store. You can pre-order your Assembly Required gear kit, purchase one of their three exclusive Assembly Required 2022 Friday Activities packages, pick up a ticket for Friday Activities a la carte, or peruse some merch you might have missed from years past. There are some previews of all the package options on there too. And you can go check that out and you can, yeah, it's awesome. Really cool. So codenameiowa.com/store, and you'll be able to see all the things that you can get for this year's event. And like you said, some things you may have missed in the past as well. Anyway, so that's really cool. Excited for that as well, Pat. We still haven't talked about what we're doing for the weekly, but it'll just be a weekly. So there'll be nothing new to do. It'll just be in front of people, weirdly enough. Are we gonna have to like go in the different hotel rooms and record it on a TV that people can watch? That'd be funny, wouldn't it? Anyway, next up, and also connected to Brian, he did this beautiful animation in kind of like with, what's the word, in collaboration with Skeletron and Word Burglar and me, by the way. So I produced this track for Word Burglar. I get to drive it. It's an amazing track, and you can actually pre-order the vinyl of this. And I think you can download the, the digital version as well. So again, link in the description to the backer kit. And if you pre-order the vinyl, you get the kind of digital version as well. But that is one thing I'm really excited about, is to finally have a track on wax, which is something that I've always wanted. I've always wanted my like music to be on vinyl, and finally it's happened with this amazing track. So yeah, this is amazing. I'm really excited, not just for not just for me, but for Word Burglar as well, who absolutely killed it on this track, by the way. Absolutely. It's an amazing, amazing track. He effectively plays the part of Blood Wolf, and it's insane. It's just great. And also, if you haven't seen that little bit of animation, go check it out on Codename Iowa, on our page, on Skeletron's page, on Word Burglar's page. It's been shared everywhere, and it's brilliant. So really excited about that. Shout out to everyone involved. And like I said, Brian, who did the amazing little animation of that in that little video, which is really cute. Anyway, also big shout out to Paddy and Brian, who have been sharing some more interiors of their beautiful upcoming Volume 2 Total Action Force International Heroes book. Oh, brilliant. Well, I love this particular piece of art of Bazooka from the monthly issues and also European missions, because it's like, that is not the best way to hold a bazooka. In actual fact, you know, it is the best way if you want to hurt yourself.
Yeah, I could see that taking his shoulder right off.
Just like a hole here. Anyway, I've always loved it. I thought it's just so funny, that image. But again, brilliant at the same time. And also this absolute beauty from one of my favorite issues and one of my favorite covers from Action Force Weekly as well. This particular interior shot is from the second issue, which again is one of my favorite comic covers of all time, which has the eel kind of up against a wall with Snake Eyes and Scarlet kind of coming through up the kind of like tunnel towards him. It's absolutely stunning, that cover. If you're not sure which one I'm talking about, go check out the cover library in Blood for the Baron and just look up that issue two. Absolutely beautiful. Anyway, some lovely interiors from those guys, so thank you very much for those. Also, Dan Kay has been posting the cover mock-ups for his next two volumes of Creating G.I. Joe Real American Hero. We have the Serpentor-themed Volume 9, which is pretty cool. And we also have the General Hawk-themed Volume 10 covers. You can go and also check out the contents pages, which he posted the other day on his pages and in all the other groups he's in as well, and obviously the Creating G.I. Joe page. And yeah, like I said, big shout out to Dan. Can't wait to see those books as well. And any others? Yes, I have to shout out In Demand Toys for sending me this beautiful Dr. Mindbender. He's still out on display. I did an unboxing of him. How jealous are you, Pat, on a scale of...
I am looking forward to Dr. Mindbender. It looks like a good figure.
Oh, he's amazing. And the accessories just really elevate this figure to other levels. So yes, Dr. Mindbender, I did an unboxing video. You can check that out on our YouTube channel. That was a lot of fun to do. It was a live one, so I do talk a lot of absolute wibble, but it is worth checking out just to see the figure and all the cool accessories and the box and the art. It's just insane. Big shout out to In Demand Toys, Nick and Mass, In Demand Toys, and everyone else at In Demand Toys as well, Kim and everyone. Love you guys, miss you guys, and thank you so much for this. Also, you should check out our latest episode of the Full Force Monthly. Pat, myself, and Justin Bell returned infamously. No, I'm kidding. It was amazing. And we did had a very fun chat about possible HasLabs for both O-Ring and Classified. That was a fun one, actually, Pat. I really enjoyed doing that.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, as I said some things out loud, they didn't make any sense anymore.
It's always the way, isn't it?
And Chris told us to pick some mid-sized vehicles for our HasLab ideas, and then, you know.
And then I brought out the flag. Yeah, amazing. I've never going to live this down, am I? But that's fine. I can deal with that. What is interesting is I've just realized as we did that whole talk on the O-Ring vehicles we'd like to see, I was thinking this would make for a great monthly episode. So maybe we can go into more detail on a monthly at some point about O-Ring releases. Maybe when we get the Stinger in hand, we'll do it then. Anyway, it's been great. Guys, like I said, check out our latest monthly episode, episode 9, with myself, Pat, and Justin. Again, lots of fun, loads of chat about what we want to see in G.I. Joe HasLabs in both O-Ring and Classified. Okay, we also did a little version therapy on our favorite Cobra Commander versions as well, so that's also fun to watch as well. Haven't had time, Doug. Get on it, mate. Get on it. Anyway, that's it for this episode of the Full Force Weekly. Phoebe's also finished. She's barking. She's like, I've had enough now. Thank you to all of our amazing everybody, all our viewers, listeners, patrons, all of you guys for making this a very pleasant experience all around. Pat, buddy, thank you so much for jumping on the Full Force Weekly episode 96.
Thanks again. I look forward to episode 100.
Yeah, in like 4 weeks' time, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. We have done a lot of episodes. Anyway, you know what to do, guys, at the end of these episodes. We'll have more content for you next week, hopefully. More news, hopefully, will come out that we can talk about. And like I said, we'll see you on the next week one, if not before. So have a great weekend. And as always, at the end of these episodes, after 3, 1, 2, 3,
Full Force.
There you go.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.